Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle. It's time for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. And week four of football's in the books. Time to get ready for week five. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week five, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sports app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Greg. And if you're interested in getting your question answered by the great Greg Pickle, you can send your question using our app. If you don't have the app, go to your app store, search for Keystone Sports, download it, and there's a nice, very prominent Ask Greg button. Push the button, and there you go. Key in your question. If you don't want to use the app, you could also send us an email at info@ksnsports.net. All right, Greg, you ready to answer questions?
Let's do it.
And I forgot the most important part. We are going to select the best question, and whoever sent us that best question, you win one of the fantastic KSN polo shirts.
Jim, I have mine on today. It's a good fit. It feels good, and someone's going to be lucky enough to win one this week.
There you go, Greg. Nice promo, sir. I appreciate it. And no one looks better in their KSN shirt than you do.
Even really, though we haven't seen each other in, it feels like about a year, Jim. That's right. It still fits good.
I'd like to say mine fits well, but after 6 months of hanging around the kitchen for too many months, it's a little bit more snug. All right, let's get started, Greg. George from Juneau, Alaska. Is this our first Alaska question?
As far as I can remember, yes.
All right. So let's see if George will ask us another one after this to see if you like this question. George says, am I the only one who finds it curious and somewhat irritating that Penn Live, which I pay for, has continued to post the picture of the Rucci family on the recruiting section of their news? I know they're an attractive and wonderful family, but really?
Yes, I will have to look into that. We'll see if we can end that agitation for George. You know, going back to the first segment of this week's show, you know, that Rucci family is, again, one of those ones where, you know, you lose him and you lose some other top targets and you really don't have a reason to fill up your class maybe as big as you expected to. So, yeah, I understand where that question is coming from, and we'll see if we can take care of that.
Well, fans, you know, there are certain names that you could bring up that Penn State, it's like bringing up Julian Fleming, you know. We just don't want to hear it anymore. All right.
Yes, correct.
Next up, everyone's a joker this week. Next up is Bob. He said from Berwick. And then in parentheses has, that's in PA, ha ha. That's probably a shot at me, not knowing. Yes, I know my hometown is in Pennsylvania, Bob, all right? So Bob asks, other than the weather in Florida, nothing has changed for Justin Shorter. He's averaging 2 catches per game and 4 yards per catch. He looks the part, but still can't get open. It looks like deja vu all over again. Do you think Justin Shorter is second-guessing his choice to transfer?
I don't at this point, Jim. I think that he needed to get out of Penn State, and that the real honest truth of it was that he was at Penn State as a former 4-star, 5-star recruit, whatever, and I think there were really high expectations for him, and for better or for worse, he didn't fulfill those. And I just think the expectations and just became too much, and he needed kind of a fresh slate. So no, I do not think he's rethinking his decision at this point.
Yeah, that's the situation, and it's bound to happen when you have this many players coming in. Sometimes it just doesn't click. Sometimes it just doesn't work right for them. And a change of scenery might be the best thing. And especially considering that this year will not count against him, if I'm thinking correctly, he will still have 3 years of eligibility left after this year, correct?
That's right. Yep.
So he's got plenty of time to make his mark. Down in Florida. All right, next up is Brad from Perkasie. Brad says, I know in previous years you said recruiting is directly tied to your results on the field. So, Greg, how do you explain the 2021 class?
I think that recruits have not been able to see the Beaver Stadium field, and that's not exactly the answer that was being asked for here, but I think we've hit the nail. We've talked about this a couple of times now. You know, they have not been able to host recruits on campus. Of course, no team has had because of the dead period tied to the coronavirus pandemic, which runs through January 1, 2021 at this point, but I really do believe that that's been the biggest hindrance of building this class the way that we thought Penn State could build it. So, even though they performed well last year, a lot of kids don't really, I don't want to say they don't care about it, but they're not paying attention to it. And here's the other problem. A lot of the success for a lot of different position groups, Jim, came from guys who are no longer here. You know, Jared Parker's at West Virginia, Sean Spencer's in the NFL. They've lost some guys. They got rid of Matt Limegrover. So and they've replaced the receivers coach too. And those guys haven't had the chance to host these kids on campus. So I think when you just put all of that together, it's made it really tough for Penn State to get into and stay into some of these recruitments.
I think you're right, Greg, that we talked often about how important Penn State is to visit, probably more important than at other campuses. The other part to it is the changeover in coaches. All the more reason why you want to get the kid in for a face-to-face visit with the new coaches, which they haven't had. And the one other element that I believe is part of this is recruiting is so much about momentum.
Yep.
You get things going well, they'll keep going well. If things aren't going your way, that seems to be contagious also. And, look no further than the 2022 class, where it does appear they have some momentum going, and there's a huge difference. All right. Just a common theme with our questions. Boy, these guys are tough. One was getting on Penn Live. They were getting on Justin Shorter. Now here's Adam from Bellefonte. He says, if the Big Ten decided they wanted to fire Commissioner Kevin Warren because of his perceived poor leadership, transparency, and lack of input from ADs and coaches, and obviously the bad public perception, who's capable of making this decision and how would it be done?
Yeah,
is it the Big Ten? Is it the presidents?
Yes, it is. So it's the same council of presidents and chancellors that made the decision to postpone and then reinstate the season to begin with. So it would be them. Here's the problem. If they get rid of Kevin Warren, they're saying that they did such a terrible job of hiring him, a year and a month ago now, that they had to fire him so soon. So I don't think that's going to happen. But yes, if it ever would get to that point, it would be the same chancellors and presidents that decided to postpone and then reinstate the season in the first place.
Well, I think if that were to happen, it would be one of those. Someone whispers in Kevin's ear that maybe he should get his resume out there and find another job as opposed to being fired. And it would be, oh, he ended up somewhere else. And for some reason he would make up as to why he wanted that other job as opposed to them firing him. That's the way that kind of thing often works. Next up, we have Matt in State College, who said, during the MLS tournament. The stadium big screens were showing webcam images of supporters in team gear cheering from their homes. Do you think we'll see something like this at Beaver Stadium? And I guess the question could be a little bit broader. You know, what else can they do to add to the atmosphere at Beaver Stadium when there's no fans, Greg?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we'll hear some crowd noise, and I think we'll hear some blue band pumped in and things like that. But yeah, I don't know. I'll be curious too. I know Penn State's going to have it on lockdown, so it probably won't happen. But I do wonder if we're going to hear, you know, how at the Phillies games there were guys and girls outside blowing air horns and stuff. I just wonder if some people won't get creative about how they can create a little bit of a home field advantage for Penn State outside of Beaver Stadium, even though they can't get in. So we'll see. But yeah, I would think you're going to hear a lot of pumped in crowd noise, whatever the Big Ten allows anyway. And I think part of that will be the blue band too.
Will we hear Sweet Caroline?
Yes. I think that will be a certainty. Yes.
Well, the question about the fans on the outside making noise is, I know that they had said things like there would be no tailgating.
Right.
I'm wondering if that means they plan on keeping fans even away from the stadium, you know, as the easiest way to tamp down on any tailgating attempts.
Yeah, that would be my guess, is that they're going to close down all those roads up there and just try and keep folks away. So wouldn't plan to drive to State College for the Ohio State game, I guess is what I'm getting at.
All right, let's sneak one more in real quick. Kevin from South Plainfield, New Jersey. As we all know, local businesses across the country are suffering greatly with no fans attending games. He says, wouldn't it be great in the spring to play an exhibition game against another team? It would be a help for the local businesses and the athletic departments to actually have a kind of a real game in the spring.
Yeah, I would be good with that. You know, I think one thing we've learned through COVID, Jim, is that we're going to have to be okay with in the future of kind of doing some things that are not normal, or some things that weren't previously normal will be a part of our future moving forward. So yeah, I'd be on board with that.
I think we would definitely be. It'll be interesting to see if James Franklin would be okay with it. I mean, he doesn't even seem to be too excited about the blue-white game itself, let alone bringing another team in and playing. But as you said, this season's been so crazy. We as fans would love that opportunity. All right, that is it for quarter number three. Stick with us. We will have quarter number four coming up next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.